القرآن القرآن القرآن
تفسير with مولانا شفيق حاجي on رياض الذاكرين
القرآن
نور فؤادك يا إنسان.
We go to the Quran al-Karim, the hadith on the importance of the Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. An Abi Idharrin radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innakum la tarji'una ila Allah bi shay'in afadala mimma kharaja minhu, ya'ani al-Quran, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. Hadhrat Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you cannot turn to Allah and gain nearness to Him with anything superior to that which directly proceeded from Him, and that is the Holy Quran. In the light of this Hadith Sharif, let us go to the Quran al-Karim, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 249 to 252, and thereafter we follow its tafsir.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim.
Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
فلما فصل طالوت بالجنود قال إن الله مبتليكم بنهر فمن شرب منه فليس مني ومن لم يطعمه فإنه مني إلا من اغترف غرفة بيده فشربوا منه إلا قليلا منهم فلما جاوزه هو والذين آمنوا معه قالوا لا طاقة لنا اليوم لجالوت وجنوده قال الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقوا الله كم من فئة قليلة غلبت فئة كثيرة بإذن الله والله مع الصابرين ولما برزوا لجالوت وجنوده قالوا ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فهزموهم بإذن الله وقتل داود جالوت وآتاه الله الملك والحكمة وعلمه مما يشاء ولولا دفع الله الناس بعضهم ببعض لفسدت الأرض ولكن الله ذو فضل على العالمين تلك آيات الله نتلوها عليك بالحق وإنك لمن المرسلين
صدق الله.
صدق الله العظيم. Surah Al-Baqarah revealed in Madinatul Munawwarah. It consists of 286 verses. It is the second surah in the Noble Quran, and this surah has 40 rukus. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentioned in these last three verses of the Quran al-Kareem of the second juz, and inshallah today we complete our second juz with the fadl and karam of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Now in these three very lengthy verses of the Quran al-Kareem, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala initially firstly says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلما فصل طالوت بالجنود قال إن الله مبتليكم بنهر فمن شرب منه فليس مني ومن لم يطعمه فإنه مني إلا من اغترف غرفة بيده فشربوا منه إلا قليلا منهم فلما جاوزه هو والذين آمنوا معه قالوا لا طاقة لنا اليوم بجالوت وجنوده قال الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقوا الله كم من فئة قليلة غلبت بفئة كثيرة بإذن الله والله مع الصابرين. When Talut set out over the army, he said unto them, surely Allah shall try you with a river. Whoever drinks therefrom is not of me, and whoever does not taste it from me except him who takes a handful. So they drank there from, save a few of them. When he and those who believed with him crossed the river, they said, "We have no strength this day against Jalut and his hordes." And said those who knew they would meet their Rabb, "How many a little group vanquished a large force by the permission of Allah. Allah is with the patient ones."
ولما برزوا لجالوت وجنوده قالوا ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا قالوا ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين.
When they went into the battlefield against Jalut and his hordes, they said, "O our Rabb, bestow on us endurance, make our feet firm and aid us against the disbelievers."
فهزموهم بإذن الله وقتل داود جالوت وآتاه الله الملك والحكمة وعلمه مما يشاء ولولا دفع الله الناس بعضهم ببعض لفسدت الأرض ولكن الله ذو فضل على العالمين.
So they defeated them by the order of Allah, and Dawood killed Jalut, and Allah granted him kingship and wisdom, and taught him that which he willed. If Allah had not repelled some men by others, the earth would have been corrupted, but Allah is the conferrer of grace unto the universe.
تِلْكَ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ نَتْلُوهَا عَلَيْكَ بِالْحَقِّ وَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ.
These are the portents of Allah which we recite unto you. We, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with truth. Certainly you are amongst the messengers. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last few conclusion verses of this particular Jews, the second Jews, alhamdulillah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about the victory of Talut's army over the Amalika and the slaying of Jalut. Now after the arrival of Tabut, the Bani Israel had no option but to fight. When they began marching, Talut told them that they shall be tested. The test was that they were only permitted to drink a handful of water from a river they were to pass. And since it was extremely hot, most of them failed in this particular test. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent a test to them, and that was of drinking of water from this particular river. Now some of the commentators, Jama'at al-Muslimin, say that this was the river of Palestine, while others say it was somewhere between Palestine and Jordan. And since most of them drank more than a handful, their courage was lost and they were left lifeless, saying that we have no strength this day against Jalut and his army. Jama'at al-Muslimin, approximately 30 or 40,000 people left with Talut, but only 313 obeyed his instruction and sufficed on a handful of water. And only this lot stood firm before the enemy, but were hopelessly outnumbered because the others disobeyed. They drank to their full, whereas they were supposed to just take a handful of water and drink from there. And this was the command by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to them. So Jama'at al-Muslimin, they however then resolved to be steadfast and had strong hope in Allah's assistance, which allowed even the smallest of groups to destroy much larger armies. It is narrated that Jalut proclaimed that a person be dispatched from Talut's army to face him in combat. Should the person kill him, that is Jalut, then his kingdom would fall to the Bani Israel. On the other hand, if he killed the person, then their kingdom would be his. Talut wished to arm Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam for the task, since he had only some stones as weapons. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam refused any weapons, saying that the help of Allah is all that is required, and since no weapon could be of any assistance without his support. And yes, definitely, as we fight in the wars wherever they are in the world, or wherever there is a war, Jama'at al-Muslimin, it is not the the weapons that will give us the victory, or that will bring about serenity, or and anything else such as that. But it is all the help of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, as how in a battle of Badr, 313 Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala ajma'in, they combat the army of 1,000 enemies of Islam, and how they've gained that victory, and that was the turning point of Islam, Jamaat al-Muslimin. So a small amount of people, but the iman was not on the weapons. He then stepped out to fight Jalut, who asked whether he was going to use only the ammunition and some stones, which were used to shoot dogs. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam replied, "You are the enemy of Allah, and therefore worse than a dog." Saying this, he aimed a stone between Jalut's eyes, which penetrated his brain and killed him. In this way, Jalut and his nation, the Amaliqa, were defeated. Jamaat al-Muslimin, when the two armies confronted each other, the army of Hazrat Talut made the dua to Allah, O our Rabb, bestow on us endurance, make our feet firm, and aid us against the disbelievers. So this was their dua. They said, قالوا ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. So this is a dua they made. After this battle, Allah gave sovereignty to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, as is mentioned in the beginning of Surah Sa'd, that commentators say that the wisdom refers to the prophethood which Allah conferred on him. The author of Ruhul Mani says that Allah gave him kingship and prophethood after the demise of Talut and the prophet of that time. Then furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that if Allah had not repelled some man by others, the earth would have been corrupted. But Allah is the conferrer of grace unto the universe. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ لَفَسَدَتِ الْأَرْضُ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. Jama'at al-Muslimin, Allah then counteracts the might of the nations with others, thereby destroying the oppressors. If only one nation were granted might and power, they would have subjugated the entire condition over them and caused strife throughout the passage of time. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the last verse of this juz of the Quran al-Kareem, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here says, تِلْكَ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ نَتْلُوهَا عَلَيْكَ بِالْحَقِّ وَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the knowledge of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regard to all these matters, is indeed a clear sign of his apostleship, since he, being unlettered, was unable to read nor hear of these historical reports. His knowledge was purely from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu alone. And this has been mentioned in Ruhul Mani. All these qissas and stories related in the Quran al-Kareem, these are ibarah, these are lessons for us, as Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an ummi. But this was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran regarding to the previous nations. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept whatever has been said. And alhamdulillah, the fadl and karam of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we have come to the end of our second juz. Inshallah, if Allah will, we will begin and commence with the third juz of the Quran al-Kareem tomorrow. That may Allah ta'ala bring the reality of the Quran al-Kareem into our lives. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاءُ.